That's right. I mean, Adrian started off like a train. There was not much I could do. I wasn't too worried about going three sets to nil down because he hit everything. I felt as though I was playing quite well, to be honest. I wasn't playing that bad, but Adrian was just hitting everything. And when I did get it back to three sets each, Adrian had gone, and I just lost the 60. I just could not hit that 60.
Any games leading up to this one in the Ladbrokes World Championship, it's you who's got the lightning quick start. It's difficult to give a guy like that such a head start and expect to come out of it.
Yeah, but I know if I know like what Adrian's like. Adrian's quite a quick starter as well, and but I know if you start coming back at him, he does crumble a bit, and that is exactly what happened. And I couldn't make it count. I could not find the 60. I was all around it, but just couldn't get a dart to go in there. But yeah, if I'd have just played a steady game there, I don't think Adrian would have come back into that game.
Yeah, you had the momentum, didn't you? The crowd were right behind you as well.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, yeah. That makes it hard, just as hard for me as it does for Adrian, though. Really, the crowd's all cheering, and it can sidetrack you a little bit. But you've got to try and grit your teeth and get on with it. But it is difficult.
You've still had a cracking tournament and played some very good darts. It's got to be disappointing for it to just fall apart right at the very death of that game.
Yeah, that's right. I wasn't too worried earlier on. But when I got back and I felt I'd got Adrian, yeah, I am a bit disappointed losing that. I mean, if Adrian had gone on playing like he was the first three sets, I mean, there wasn't much I could do about it anyway. But yeah, I felt I had my chances there.
Do you think you've gone out to the eventual champion here? Or I suppose, you know, the way you were playing for three sets, he looks vulnerable.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I don't know, it's hard to call, really. Simon Whitlock's playing brilliant. I think he's going to be the one to beat.
Where does this leave you, though, Terry? I mean, you've said to me a number of times that you're enjoying your darts now, you're putting the effort in, and you could have a big year next year and finally land that major that you've been after for so long.
Yeah, my darts is coming back. I have been putting the practice in, and my form's come back twice as good as what I was last year, well, 12 months ago. And yeah, I feel confident now. If I can keep my practice going, then I could be dangerous next year.
What do you look to? Do you look to any specific events that you really want to make your mark at? Is it always this Ladbrokes World Championship that everybody wants to do at, or is it any of the other ones around the year that you've really got a soft spot for?
No, I think it's any of them, really. I mean, the match play's good, the Grand Slam's good, the Grand Prix. They're all just as good as one another, really. I mean, of course you want to win the World Championship because it's the World Championship, but they're all just as good as one another.